The Palestinian Prime Minister, Mahmoud Abbas, has condemned a suicide bombing in Jerusalem on Tuesday that has killed at least 20 people on a bus and wounded more than 100 people. The militant Palestinian Islamic group Hamas has claimed responsibility for the explosion, but Mr. Abbas urged Israel not to launch any military retaliation, saying this could further harm peace efforts. Mr. Abbas described the bombing as a horrible act and condemned it. He expressed his sorrow to the families of the victims of the attack, many of whom were Orthodox Jews traveling home on the bus after prayers at the Western Wall, a Jewish holy site in Jerusalem's Old City. Mr. Abbas said the bombing did not serve the interests of the Palestinian people, and he had instructed his security minister, Mohammed Dahlan, to begin an immediate investigation. He had been meeting with Palestinian militant groups in Gaza when the explosion occurred. Mr. Abbas had been urging them to hold to a 3-month unilateral truce they had declared in June. Mr. Abbas said he hoped Israel would act wisely and refrain from launching any military response, saying that this, in his words, will not be in the interest of the peace process. Following the blast, Israel announced it was suspending the planned handover of 4 West Bank cities to Palestinian security control while it evaluated the security situation. Israel also froze all contacts with the Palestinian Authority. Hamas, a group that frequently carries out suicide bombing, said it was responsible for the bombing. A videotape released by Hamas in the West Bank city of Hebron showed a Palestinian man who identified himself as a Hamas activist. He said he would carry out the suicide bombing to avenge Israel's killing of one of the group's members. Earlier, Islamic Jihad, another group that carries out suicide bombings, also claimed responsibility for the attack. Israeli officials said they were investigating the possibility that Hamas and Islamic Jihad had been involved in a joint operation. Ross Dunn for VOA News, Jerusalem.